This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, September 19th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. New iPhones are rolling out this month, and Apple's iPhone 14 Pro can run well over $1,000. Meanwhile, Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 4 starts at a cool $1,800. But there are ways to get a new phone without breaking the bank.
You can actually add friends and aunts and uncles and cousins and other people you trust into your family plan. I think it's up to 10 people on certain carriers. That effectively can bring your monthly phone bill down.
The Wall Street Journal's Veronica Dagger covers personal finance, and in a moment, she'll join me with some pointers for how to get a deal on getting connected. That's coming up after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Break. A new phone can cost as much as a month's rent. So if you can get a discount on the hardware, that can make an upgrade a lot more accessible. But wireless plans can also put a giant dent in your budget. Fortunately, there are tricks for saving money there too, and the Wall Street Journal's Veronica Dagger has been looking into those methods to cut the cost of an upgrade. She joins me now. Hi, Veronica.
Hey, Daniela, how are you?
I'm great. Flagship phones from Apple and Samsung are so expensive. What are some ways to cut down the sticker price of the hardware in my hand?
You might want to trade in your phone. You might want to shop around for subsidies from some of the wireless carriers. We saw that if you own an iPhone 12 Pro and want to upgrade to the $999 model 14 Pro, Apple offers $430 for the trade-in, bringing your cost to $569. If you traded in that same phone to AT&T, the carrier will credit you up to $1,000 of the cost of the new phone as long as you agree to a 3-year commitment to use one of its unlimited data plans. T-Mobile offers a similar deal, a credit of up to $1,000 with a 2-year commitment on its premium plan. And Verizon also is another one of the major carriers, and those customers could get up to $800 off. Know you're always going to be on the hook for sales tax, and all of these offers I mentioned change by the minute.
You're mentioning a lot of carriers offering what seems like great deals for trading in your phone or for signing up for their service, but they do require some commitments to data plans. How much do these plans tend to cost per month?
So it really depends, but the average phone bill in the United States is about $151 a month, and that's according to J.D. Power. We spoke to an analyst at Bankrate, and he said the cost of your monthly service plan often consumes more of your budget than the expense of a new phone. So definitely want to be a little cautious when signing up for a new plan because those costs can really add up.
So what are some ways to knock down your monthly bill for wireless service?
So one way is to first check if you're eligible for discounts through your employer, professional associations, or if you're a student, you might get a discount that way. Another way is to expand your definition of family. You can actually add friends and aunts and uncles and cousins and other people you trust into your family plan. I think it's up to 10 people on certain carriers. That effectively can bring your monthly phone bill down. Now, of course, there's downsides to this too.
You did mention that word trust.
Right, that word trust, right? You got to trust the people on your plan because the plan actually has to be in one person's name. Make sure your friends are actually going to be good for their share of the bill, that you're not going to get slighted every month. Also, you want to make sure you're getting involved with people who are not going to be hogging all the data. One person could be hogging all the data and then you get hit with their overage fees. That can be a headache. Also, friendships and romantic relationships don't always work out. And so if you're in a shared plan with someone that you don't want to be sharing bills with for a very long time, or at least 3 years, you might want to think twice.
Are there carriers who would provide you with a discount for your phone, but maybe lock you into only a 2-year contract or even a 1-year contract?
Potentially, you have to shop around with that. You may want to consider prepaid data plans. I spoke to a couple who have unlimited prepaid data plans with Visible, and that's an all digital wireless carrier owned by Verizon. And each of the members of the couple, they each pay $30 a month. So that was a big savings for them compared to what they used to pay at their former carrier. Know that some of these plans come with slower data speeds, and they might not include international roaming. They also may not necessarily work so well in your area. Before you switch to a prepaid, I would just ask your neighbors, ask your local friends, and see if they use that carrier.
That's good to keep in mind. What about unlimited data service? Is that in general worth it?
Some of the experts I spoke to say it's not. You get some big incentives technically, but at the end of the day, you may end up paying for things you don't really need. The premium plan usually comes with a hotspot, mobile hotspot, which is a benefit to some people who are always online. They may also include subscriptions to streaming services that you might already have, like Hulu or someone like that. On average, a basic unlimited data plan might cost $30 a month per line, where a premium plan might cost $50 a month per line. And over time, that can really add up. A family of four with premium unlimited data lines could wind up spending an extra $1,200 more a year, along with fees and taxes.
So going back to this question of how to lower the cost of an upgrade, I wonder, does it make more sense to just pay the sticker price on a new phone and then shop around for the most cost-effective data plan?
Several financial advisors I spoke to said they do exactly that. They pay for the phone outright, and then they look for the appropriate plan that works for them. So much depends on your financial situation. If you have $1,000 sitting in cash in your checking account that you can part with easily, then go for it. However, if you're in a situation where you're going to have to put that $1,000 charge on your credit card, you know, an average credit card interest rates right now are, I think, at least like 18%, then you really want to think twice.
All right, these are some great tips. This is The Wall Street Journal's Veronica Dagger. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniela.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen.